I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. The Washington, D.C.-based Citizens Climate Lobby says if you want to take action on climate change, one simple thing you can do is to contact your members of Congress and ask them to support the Climate Change Act. The act would tax carbon. For example, as part of the plan, you would pay more tax per gallon at the pump for gas. But you get it back in the form of a refund. Its supporters say if fossil fuels lose their competitive price advantage, that will stimulate more investment in clean energy technologies and give businesses incentives to increase efficiency. Well, Congress isn't exactly sold on the idea, but if you get involved with the Citizens Climate Lobby chapter in Mid-Missouri, you will be asked to make those politicians take notice.
We need a large solution. So what I'm going to be talking about tonight is a national solution.
Lene Pettengill is an organizer for Citizens Climate Lobby, or CCL. A couple of months back, she met with about 20 people in Columbia who had expressed interest in getting involved with the group. The folks in attendance probably didn't know that shortly after the meeting began, they would get a handout with lyrics on it and be asked to sing along with the guitar playing Pettengill.
Okay, we're going to sing.
Yes, the carbon fee and dividend song. Anyway, to get a carbon fee or tax in place, CCL's plan is to get folks to begin hammering away at their Congress members and doing it in person if possible. Pettengill is showing them how. So when the sing-along was over, she moved everyone into small groups and had each person read talking points.
All of the money collected is returned to Americans on an equitable basis.
Under this plan, you might call it lobbying 101. What to say when meeting with Congressmember Hartzler at her Columbia office, or with, say, Senator Blunt at a neighborhood forum in Jefferson City. At the meeting, also a bit of role-playing guidance on what I would call schmoozing, or what to say if you want to express gratitude to a lawmaker for something they've done that you liked.
I really appreciated your recent stand on the Species Act. That was exceptionally well spoken.
During a Q&A session, one attendee talked about efforts already taking place in Mid-Missouri to address climate change and wondered if the CCL might collaborate with these existing groups. From Pettengill's response, that's not going to happen.
Given the scope of the problem, the initiatives you're talking about are great supplemental, but they're not going to get us, they're not going to turn this ship around.
CCL is not a group that wants to discuss ways individuals can cut down on their carbon footprint. MU employee Marie Steinwachs was at the meeting and is fine with that.
What I liked about it immediately was the very clear focus that they have. They have a mission, and that is to get a carbon tax.
That's why George Lauer got involved. He is now the group leader for the CCL chapter in Columbia and Jefferson City.
Unfortunately, most of our politicians from Missouri are kind of almost in the climate denial crowd. But as events happen, you know, things can change very quickly with Hurricane Sandy or what just happened in the Philippines.
The CCL's actions are not limited to face-to-face visits with federal lawmakers. Writing letters to the editor are important, too. That and other old-school stuff. I should point out that about a month after this meeting took place, the New York Times reported in a front-page story that nearly 30 of America's largest corporations, including the five largest oil companies, are incorporating a carbon tax into their long-term strategic planning. In other words, they think a carbon tax is coming at some point, and they are preparing for it. This news has to make the climate change lobby happy. You can listen to Missouri Environment every 2 weeks at this time on KBIA. You can also find us at kbia.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.